Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it seems that I never really leave the radio, and that's okay by me. This is Yaya with Daring to Be Different Dream Chasers. This is my edition. It's the Yaya Diamond Show. And I am here with sales trainer and podcaster, Mr. Nino Williams. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ms. Yaya Diamond. I appreciate that. How are you doing today?
All right, no problem. I'm doing good. I hear it storming over there. So, you know, take it easy. Don't do too much. You know how,
how
my grandmother used to turn everything off. Everything was off.
Yeah, that's how it is right now. I'm in the dark.
You're in the dark?
Yeah. Laptop's on. Got the web team working. So, yeah. We're afraid to move because you know how your grandma said, oh, you don't move around. It's lightning gonna strike. So we,
well,
everybody keeps it still.
They actually did a test to see if a person would be in the shower if they could be electrocuted, and it is true. Through the metal pipes, the old pipes, if there was a lightning strike on those old pipes, the lightning would go through the water and actually strike the person on the other side.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for
so. Unless you,
I thought I was safe.
Yeah, plastic pipes. But then they said that there's still a percentage that could probably go through. They did it with the old pipes, but the water does carry current as well. So they just say to stay with some water.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so it has been proven. So, yes, you know, grandmother was right.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Well, we want to talk, well, you know, going off on that, but we want to talk about, you know, your entrepreneurship and your new adventure. I hear you're a newbie at this, so this is going to be kind of cool to go through all the pros and the cons and everything. What is going on, and how did you start? I mean, I want to know the whole process of why you're doing what you're doing.
The whole process of why I'm doing what I'm doing, of course, the job market, you know, it's safe to say it sucks. I got a lot of friends that's got bachelor's, master's, and we just couldn't find a job. And one day, put an ad in the paper for a sales associate. And, like, the guy told me, you can make $200, you know, a sale. And, you know, I'm one of the motivated guys. I'm not ashamed to say I'm motivated by money. And that first day, I made, like, $1,000. And I was just, like, on ever since. And that was roughly around 2 years ago. And as of lately, when I be maneuvering around, I be getting a lot of questions. What do you do? You know, you're always doing this. And I was like, you know what? I'm all about teaching people because I want to know. I want to show people the thrill to have when you're selling. I mean, because it's a very freedom-based type of trade and skill. You know, it pays lucrative. And if you could put in the right system, the right infrastructure, sky's the limit. So I just wanted to just take my shot, come up with my own podcast, and it's a subscription-based podcast. I wanted people to watch me grow in sales, and I want to help the people that's coming along as well, the young entrepreneurs, if that answered the question.
Wow. Okay, so you're launching a podcast. I know it's called Dope Talk. Right, Dope Talk.
Yeah.
Tell us all about that.
Dope Talk is it's an acronym, Decreasing Obstacles, Putting in Enlightenment. And, you know, of course, I'm from the culture. When I say the culture, meaning, you know, from the slang culture. So, you know, I'm from where, you know, we say if something nice, we call it dope. So, it's dope. So now, hey, this is Dope Talk, strictly for entrepreneurs, and I'm really just trying to create a community base of entrepreneurs and salespeople, because a lot of times, you know, everybody say they want to start a business, but a lot of times people don't know it's real lonely, it's real tough. You know what I'm saying? You'll have 20% of the people calling you crazy, the other 30% of people saying you lost your mind, and you got the naysayers. So I just want to start a community where people, hey, we all in this together, we all grinding together, working together. And yeah, that's what it's pretty much about. And we subscribe to it. You'll get 50% off graphics, logos, anything to help your business grow. And you'll be able to get insight from me as well, you know, what I can help you with. I also got a bunch of mentors and stuff like that. So, you know.
Awesome. That, you know what? You're right. Let's stay on that naysayer thing, because that's something that's really big. You know, not only will it be some of your friends, but it could be some of your family as well. That's really discouraging.
Oh, absolutely. It could be your friends. It's really, you're gonna get the most flack from your family members and friends. And you're gonna have like sort of you're gonna be guilt tripping yourself. So that's why you should tune in May. So, you know, be with your new family and friends, and we can kind of help you through those situations, because I've been there and it is tough. And so many times I meet so many people who have the skills in selling and the creativity for entrepreneurship, but their dream was killed by a dream killer, their mother, some type of, you know, the list goes on and on. But that's why I always say you want to surround yourself with the people who are trying to get it like you. So, you know, it's sad to say when you're going on a business venture, an entrepreneur venture, you're going to have to kind of like delete all those people. I mean, it is what it is. It's tough, but you just got to do what you got to do. You know,
Wow. So
and we'll help you through it.
you had to delete some of your family members, people that were actually you thought would be gung ho about it, or people who would you thought would be excited about it, but in turn they were actually the opposite.
Oh, absolutely. Most definitely. Per case in point, you know, I haven't told nobody the story, but I noticed I had a knack for talking to people. I'm from New Orleans, and I got hired at a strip club, right? So I get hired at a strip
Okay.
club. I'm talking to people like, yo, come on inside. They got nice girls, et cetera, et cetera. And like the gentleman's club that I was working at, it catered to like the upscale businessmen. You know, it's not like you wasn't raking it wasn't making it rain in these type of strip clubs. You know, these are the CEOs, they
No.
come in and stuff like that. And they always tell me like, man, you're well spoken. You should be doing more than this. And I'm telling this to my friends and my boss, and they just like brushing me off and stuff like that. So I just had to kind of like just make that decision, man. You know, just to go out on the limb. I had to delete my friends. You know, they called me crazy. Some pick, you know, I even got into a couple fights, man, because I stand by what I believe in. Yeah, man, because it wasn't like fights like that, but you know, I stand by what I believe in, and I just told them,
No, go
what you
ahead.
said? No. Yeah, it
Go
wasn't
ahead.
like no fist fights, but I just stood what I believe in. And my mom called me crazy. They was like, oh, you should be doing this, doing that. But I had to do what I had to do.
Wow. That's interesting because I've never heard of anybody. You know, people say, oh, I got into a fight, and you mean a discussion or argument or something like that.
Well,
And that's, you know, that's understandable. Go ahead.
oh yeah, man, because you know, people, a lot of people, they got the old saying, the crab in the bucket type of thing. And I know my friends love me. I'm still friends with them today, but you know, they just ain't won't let me go. It was just in their feelings. You
Right.
know.
Well, you know, the one thing that you have to understand is when you go after something, people will be, you know, oh, that never worked for me, it's never going to work for you. Well, maybe it wasn't for you. Maybe it's for me. Maybe it didn't work for
Yeah.
you because you were supposed to be doing it, you know.
Yeah.
There are a lot of mistakes that we make along the way too. What would be something that you say would be a common pitfall in sales and entrepreneurship?
A common pitfall would have to be your why. I mean, what are you doing it for? Because your why, because entrepreneurship and sales is tough. You know, at the end of the day, you did everything right, and then you know you still end up walking away with a zero. Now, your whys will keep you in the game to allow you to take the pain, the bumps, the ridicule, you know. And my why was, of course, to have my family be comfortable. So on them tough days, that really keeps me in the game. And just having my goals written down, you know, just got to have your goals got to be written down, you know, because one thing I do notice, people always be astounded by people who plan stuff. They're like, wow, that guy did that. You know, I'm like, man, he planned that. I mean, it worked out that way. But just really having your whys and your goals written down and just executing, I think that's the biggest that's the biggest flaw for most salespeople and entrepreneurs. That why got to be big enough, you know. Got to resonate with maybe a faith, a family member. One of my whys was I'll be the first one to start a business in my family when I got into sales. And, that, you know, that was my why, man, just to have my name on my company card, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that really kept me in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. What milestones have you got, you know, accomplished that you thought were, like, so distant away that just came so easily to you?
Working with big companies like AT&T, DirecTV, and going to, like, different conferences and stuff like that, that's when I was like, wow, man, I'm doing business with this Fortune 4 company. Like, you know, they are allowing me to take their product and present it to the world. And that's kind of like, that's big, you know.
That is
big. A lot of people would kill for contracts like that. And basically just even starting a podcast, it's like, wow, dude, you're really about to start teaching people on how to do sales and how to keep them inspired and what to stay away from. And stuff like that. I mean, because when I was, you know, coming up, you know, trying to get into, like, this entrepreneur game, this sales game, they didn't really have too many avenues where I could really go to. You know, I couldn't press, you know, it wasn't, at least the podcast I was listening to, you know, it was kind of boring. I couldn't really resonate with them. So just by me starting a podcast alone, just by me talking to you, big,
right.
You know. I mean, all this is big. Like I said, I'm a newbie, pretty humble guy, but all this is big for me. You know, every day.
Go ahead.
No, every day that I, even the little things that I do, that's big. You know, talking to you, designing the podcast, marketing your podcast, you know, talking in front of it's I'm still in awe. I'm just a happy kid right now.
It's interesting, you know, because when I started Dream Chasers Radio 6 years ago, I didn't think it was going to be anything. I really didn't. I was like, okay, let me just start this and do this because I needed inspiration and I needed to talk to other people. It didn't really matter to me which business they were in, just inspiration to keep going, to keep moving forward. And what you're doing is you're doing the same thing in sales and entrepreneurship, which is inspiring for me. And every time I come on the show, I'm inspired. You know, where can people find you?
You can go find me on Instagram at Inspired by Nino, Nino Williams / Facebook. We had some technical difficulties with the website, with the weather, and it'll be up probably like a day or two. But for right now, that'll be dopetalkradio.com. And, you know, once that autophone pops up, just put your name and your email, and we will get it going. Launches in May. So.
Awesome. I am excited for you. You know, it's something that takes a lot of dedication and a lot of work when you do a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people realize that you have to be able to think on the fly most of the time, like I do. And most people say, "Oh, do you have a skit? Do you have?" No, I don't have a skit. I ask people want to hear, and they want to know. You know, the biggest thing for me in sales would be what kind of a person do you have to be? To be in sales, because not everybody is a salesperson.
Well, to be successful in sales, right? You want to be, because they got salespeople that's real successful and they just do people dirty. But if you want to be successful in sales, you really have to know how to take a professional no. Because a salesperson is a professional no taker. That's all he is. Because he's probably going to hear in a week, if he's pitching like a 500 people, he's probably going to hear like 500 no's and five of them going to say yes. So, you just have to be able to take a no or take, quick bump on the chin and just say next person, next deal, Because one thing one of my mentors told me, he was like, when you're out in the field, when you're in these offices, when you're pitching people, when you get an objection, that's you're not just taking a no for a sales per, you know, for a sales deal. You're taking a no because this is your empire you're building. So I just switched my perspective. So when I'm like, hey, you want to do this, sir? Blah blah blah. Sign right here, and they'd be like, no. I mean, it don't really bother me because I'm taking a no for my empire. If that makes any sense, you gotta be a little delusional, of course, in sales a little bit because you gotta constantly keep yourself motivated and have a positive attitude. And another thing in sales, you have to worry about the things that you can control. So I can't control whether the people are going to say no. The only thing I can control is my attitude, my work ethic, and stuff like that. And just it is what it is. I just worry about the things excuse me, that I can control.
Right. Now, you know what's so funny? After 6 years of, putting together the radio station and all that, I advertised it a little bit here and there, but I never had business cards. And with all the people that I've interviewed on this radio station, it's all the Commodores and the Stylistics, and I mean, I've done so many wonderful interviews with so many different wonderful people in the industry, music and beyond. I got my first business cards. I walk out the store, say to this one person, "I just got my business cards. Can I give you one?" And you know what he said? He said
Sure.
no.
No?
And I
Oh,
was like,
wow.
thank you. I said, thank you. He looked at me like I was crazy. You know why? That was my first no ever.
Oh, yeah?
6 years.
How'd it make
That
you
was my
feel?
first no ever. In 6 years, it made me feel great. I
Oh,
finally
yeah?
got a stepping stone. After all these years, it really motivated me to say, wow, out of all the yeses I've ever received, in 6 years, I've never had a no.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, that's good.
Nope.
Most people don't really work out that way. I got like the 80% of the people tell me no, I'm only looking for 20, or really 10. I mean, 10% is gonna could we curse? I know, I don't know.
Well, that's the reason why I
Ten
run the
percent,
station.
10% of people are gonna say, oh, F off. You got those people. 80% of the people are
Right.
gonna say no, and the other 10, they're gonna say yeah. And that's just the 10%. I'm only looking for that small 10%.
And that's
I'll take
what
80 no's.
we have to. That's what we
I'll
have to
take 80
realize.
no's. Yeah, that's all. Just take 80 no's just to get 10 yeses.
That's right. That's
That's it.
right. And don't forget about the 10 FL off.
Oh yeah, the 10 yeah, that yeah, those people that say, I mean, but it I mean, yeah, but like, long as you remember, what are you taking these no's for? I'm taking these no's to build my empire, and to. I can't be out here weak, every time someone
Right.
and then get on dope talk and I don't, you have to be sort of a wolf, I mean in business period. I mean you're a wolf. I mean I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure you are. I mean you probably went through your
I
trials and
go.
tribulations and yeah.
Yeah. The radio station is not the only business that I have, so I've had plenty of no's in my life. It's just I never had, before that, a no for the radio station because I don't know why. I don't know why, but I never had, a no. It's just that one, and I'm so excited and proud about it because that is my first like rejection. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh
I
yeah.
guess that's just me. I guess that's just me. And I guess that's just, like, we all have to look at that. You have to be able to tell people about these things to let them know that, you know, what they're doing is great and they're going to get no's. And that's great what you're doing, you know, for that 80% or that 90%, we should say, that says no, there are the 10%. That's who you're looking for, you know, and that's
absolutely
who you're marketing. Those are the people that are going to go with you further. And you don't even need to be concerned about the 90% that don't want to go. They're just stuck in whatever they want to be stuck in. That's fine. You know.
Yeah. And
with,
then
go ahead.
And
I'll
then one
ask
thing
you a question.
One thing about sales, right, if you're constantly doing what you need to do, cold calling, hitting the field, if you're plugging in and doing everything right, it's going to be a lot of days where people are just going to just come back. You know, like the week later, 2 weeks later. Like sometimes just last week I did like 16 deals, right? And this was all people I didn't like did meetings with like 2 months ago. So I'm constantly meeting with people. I'm constantly, you got to do everything right. You might not get it that day. It might all come back in 1 week, you know. Technically,
mm-hmm.
when I went out last week, I did no deals. I got a couple no's. I got a couple call me backs. And then, you know, this week they all came through. And they have, and they, I call that like residual, not really residual income, but like just constantly just being out networking, you know, constantly pitching my product, you know, and people just come back. But you have to do it. You cannot, that doesn't happen if you just pitch 1 week straight. Yeah, I mean, this comes from 5 months of just hitting the field, meeting after meeting, pitching, cold calling, and stuff like that. So you have to put in your work. Sometimes it comes back around to you. Well, most of the time it does.
Right. And most people don't realize you have to be dedicated. I mean, you know, you have, this is something you have to want to do. You know, it's not, oh, let me make money. No, you have to love it. Because if you don't, sales is so hard in itself. If you don't love it, it becomes a work,
well,
not a pleasure.
It's funny that you say that, because that's really a big myth, right? People say you have to love it. I don't love sales. I mean, I love the fact that, I mean, let's be honest, because you got this myth, oh, I need to do what I love to make money, you know. What I love is making a substantial amount of money in a day. What I love is, you know, changing my kid's life because I made this. You see, that's what I love. I love, you know, chasing, you know, knocking on the door to six figures. You know, that's what I love. You know,
mm-hmm.
so, but this, you know, but like I say, your why really have to be big enough for you to, like, take the hit. You know?
Right.
So,
well, I have
yeah.
for you. I have a challenge for you. You ready for this?
You
actually do love people. This is your challenge.
Huh?
This is my statement. I'm seeing you as a person who does love sales, because what you're doing is getting you the gratification of what you're looking toward. And there's nothing else that you can think of doing that will give you that gratification. So in turn, you do love what you do.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's kind of like a catch-20. I don't love it. I do love it. I mean, you know, it's like anybody in the business. You love what you do, but sometimes you do what you love. You know what I mean?
That's
so
true.
It's kind of catch-20. Your children are...
Yeah, it's kind of catch-20.
Yeah,
you
do love it. You love the results of what it gets you. And at the end of the day, would you trade it in? That's the question.
You're right. I wouldn't trade this in for nothing in the world.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah,
don't talk...
That life. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I say, Dope Talk, we're going to focus really on, like, keeping the entrepreneurs motivated, helping them out with their sales tips, because a lot of times people start businesses and they totally disregard the sales. Who's going to be the person that's going to go out to the consumer and pitch the product? You see what I'm saying? And we totally disregard that. And sales is in every aspect in every business. So let's just say... a guy, he wants to be a rapper, a musician, or whatever, his sales process is going to be different from the next person. And Dope Talk, we're just going to touch on, like, how musicians could market direct to consumer. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, getting a record deal is kind of like, you know, from what I'm hearing, it's kind of like played out. And a lot of times in sales with different businesses, people start businesses, and like I say, they disregard the sales team. They think it's all about social media. And to be honest, you really need someone, system that's out there, like in the streets, shaking hands, kissing babies, and stuff like that. Kind of, to get the word out about your business. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about that in Dope Talk. Also, on how to keep you inspired, because it is real tough. I mean, I can get on the radio and say, do this, do that, read this book, do this. But if you got a lot of things going on in your personal life, that's going to affect, you know, your sales. So we're going to, talk about inspiration, how to avoid the naysayers, how to keep away from, like, the dream killers, the haters, and things to do to kind of combat all those different elements to keep you locked in. Because a lot of times we all go in business, and I hear this all the time, people got a plan B. A lot of times people don't want to close the back door. So what we're going to do, at Dope Talk, we're going to teach you how to close that back door, focus on something so you can get that income that you need. And we're not ashamed to say we all about helping people get that money. So,
you got to. Just like, just like anybody, you have to live. You have to get your money. You have to. Tell everybody where they can reach you one more time, because guess what? The show is almost over.
Oh, the show is almost over. You can reach me at NinoWilliams/Facebook. At Inspired by Nino on Instagram, also DopeTalkRadio.com. So I appreciate you having me. We will talk some more. I like you.
Thank you. Time goes by fast. We have a lot to say, and only 30 minutes to say it. And we have a lot of people to inspire here, and you are in the same business as I'm going to be in with your podcast, so we have to be, coinciding with each other, which is great.
Absolutely.
I definitely of your concept, because, the concept of inspiration, of showing people how to do something and be more than what they think they really are. And, I have this saying, if you believe you are, then you are. If you believe you aren't, then you aren't.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's very simple. It's not complex at all. And definitely, thank you so much for being on the show. It has been a pleasure. It's been my pleasure.
Same with you, Ms. Yaya. You have a good one.
You too. Hey, everybody, don't forget to go to Dope Talk. Maybe, can you do that again? Can you tell them again where to go?
DopeTalkRadio.com. DopeTalkRadio.com. Launching
awesome.
In May. Appreciate you.
That's right. So give them your email address so that you know when they're going to be on. Because not only can you come to Dream Chasers, but now you can go to Dope Talk. Look, we are one and the same. We're an inspirational. Both of us are going to inspire you to continue, to keep it going. Because there are difficulties that are going to come in your life just to try to set you back. But guess what? Put it on the ground. Put it in a box. Put a nice top to it and step up like I did with my note. That is your looking over book, or you can make a ladder into it, however you want to do it. But it's not going to stop you. You can stop yourself, but don't let that stop you. It's been wonderful. Dope Talk Radio. Is it Dope Talk or DopeTalk.com?
DopeTalkRadio.com.
There you go, DopeTalkRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to that radio station in May and let them inspire you. Let them inspire you and learn something. Be open to it. Again, Nino, it's been wonderful having you on the show. And I told you the time goes by very fast. 30 minutes.
Yeah, you did some of that. All right, we're going to do this again.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And I can't wait for your launch. You're going to have to let me know. It's a wonderful time right here at Dream Chasers Radio. And, hey, don't forget to continue to dare to be different.